We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent?
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
I'm the token boy.
Yeah, buddy, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
Well, guess what? We are live at FLA Live Arena as the Florida Panthers begin their campaign tonight. They're hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we are here. We're excited for several reasons. Obviously excited about the upcoming Panther season, but we have not been out of the studio to do a remote broadcast since, I don't know, March of 2019. Am I correct on that?
2020.
March of 2020? March of 2020. And, you know, we were at Twin Peaks every Monday in Davie, and Crowder and I remember that particular broadcast. We had cans of Lysol with us. No one really knew what was going to happen. And then we were unable to do any broadcasts at the what was then the BB&T Center last season and is now FLA Live Arena. But here we are, and I have to tell you, as a Panthers fan and just as a fan of radio and a fan of non-pandemics, I love sitting here at a table looking across, seeing Tree Crawford, our engineer, and being up in the Coors Light cold zone where we do our broadcasts for the Panthers. Crowder is not here today. Crowder and Solana and I were all off yesterday, and Crowder's out of town today. He will be back tomorrow for a Football Friday, but Alejandro Solana has made the trip to beautiful Sunrise, Florida with me, and we've got Steven running the show back in the studios in El Portal, and Jimmy is there as well, running it on 560, and we are good to go. So again, we're at FLA Live Arena. And the Panthers open their season tonight. 1 week from tonight, the Miami Heat will open their regular season campaign. Oof. Saturday, the Hurricanes will be back on the field. Sunday, Tua Tagovailoa will be back at quarterback and hopefully can lead the Dolphins back onto the right track. So there's a lot going on right now. And by the way, Solana, I noticed on Twitter yesterday, and this seemed to gain some traction, speaking of Tua, you said if Tua's able to right the ship for the Dolphins and lead them into the playoffs, and they've got still a playoff possibility, 17-game season, they've got four losses, so it would all start on Sunday, you have declared publicly that you will name your firstborn child Tua.
Absolutely.
And you will abide by that.
I'm on the record.
Okay. So if the Dolphins make the playoffs, now what if it's not Tua that leads them back? What if he goes down again?
No, no. I made it very clear. You know, I think the magic number was around 11 wins last year. Mm-hmm. Missed it with 10 wins. This year, we all assume it'll be either 10, 11, or 12 wins. So we're assuming now Tua has to lead this team to around a 10-2 record the rest of the way to get into the playoffs. Now, Hawk, I like my odds here with my son or daughter who are unborn not being named Tua.
Uh-huh.
But I talked to Valentina, my girlfriend, last night. I said, hey, this is on the record. If this happens, we live with it. I mean, this is on Twitter. That's it. It's
right.
Done.
If it's on Twitter, it's Bond.
Yep.
A bunch of people on the text machine pointing out we did do broadcasts outside the studio. Crowder and I were in Birmingham for 3 days. Now, I had put that out of my head because of my interaction with Nick Saban. And, in fact, I had lunch yesterday with somebody, and when we left, we shook hands, and I just grabbed his three fingers. And I said, that's the way I do it now. Like, I learned it from Nick Saban. Yeah. You know, Crowder learned some defensive schemes from Nick Saban. I learned grabbing three fingers rather than an entire hand when shaking hands. So, yeah, you're right, texters, thank you. We did do shows out of the studio.
And perhaps you put that out of your head because it was Birmingham, Alabama.
It was Birmingham. I want to forget the entire – I want to forget everything about it. I want to forget my road trip, getting there. I just want to forget that week of my life. It was just – there was nothing fun about it, nothing. So Solana's here with me. We're going to talk some Hurricanes today. Don Bailey Jr. will join us. We'll give him his calls, some funny calls that he could work into Saturday's broadcast against UNC. I don't know if there's that much levity to be had in Hurricanes broadcast much this season, but it is what it is. They're 7.5-point underdogs on Saturday. We'll talk plenty of Panthers hockey today. Doug Plagans will stop by, and Randy Moeller, two of our favorites every time we're here at FLA Live Arena. And Rob Bizzola, he always joins us on Thursdays, professional sports gambler out of Canada. So we'll get picks from him for Panthers game tonight, Hurricanes game on Saturday, Dolphins game on Sunday from London. So we do have a lot of stuff to get to today on the program, but we will start with headlines and my good friend Alejandro Solana.
All right, guys. These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami Dade with 5 convenient locations. Book your course today at golfmiamidade.com.
Bucky's was fun, some people are pointing out on the text machine. You're right. That Birmingham trip, that was my first stop at a Bucky's ever. That was worth it. So, all right, I don't want to forget everything about the Birmingham trip, but most of it.
Bucky's worth it.
Bucky's was worth it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. I wasn't in Birmingham, but I did stop there on my way back from St. Augustine. Bucky's,
yeah,
definitely worth it.
Yeah.
The Panthers, like Hawk mentioned, we're out here at the FLA Live Arena. So puck drop tonight, Hawk, is at 7 p.m.
That's right.
And it looks like it'll be Bobrovsky in net tonight.
Yes, Sergei Bobrovsky. We'll talk again with Plagans and Moeller today and ask them, you know, I'm curious, will Sergei Bobrovsky be on a short leash this season? Because you've got Spencer Knight in the wings, but he will get the start tonight, and we will all root for his success. This is year 3, right, with Sergei Bobrovsky?
Yes, year 3.
Season 3.
Yeah. The Penguins did win on opening night, by the way, 6-2 in Tampa Bay against the defending champions, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tonight, though, they'll probably still be without Sidney Crosby. That's their big star, Hawk. That's their guy.
Who's a big star? That's the Pittsburgh star?
Right, that's a big Pittsburgh star.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty good, this Crosby guy. He's doubtful for tonight. He had surgery on his wrist right around the time training camp opened for Pittsburgh.
Solana knows so much about Sidney Crosby, he thought his nickname was the Crosb.
The Crosb.
The Crosb.
No, that's what they're calling him. He was Sid
no one's
the Kid.
Calling him that.
Well, he was Sid the Kid. He was Sid the Kid, but not young anymore.
Right, so now he's the Crosb.
He's the Crosb.
Gotcha.
Now. The Dolphins, they'll be in London Sunday. Remember, it's a 9:30 a.m. start. Doesn't look like anything's changed from yesterday. Tua expected to power through.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really think, everyone that went into the season, and I don't know about Tua, you watched a couple games with Jacoby. You watched the offense struggle. Again, I don't know how much is on Jacoby, how much is on the offensive line, how much is on the play calling, but I want to see Tua on Sunday and the rest of the season. I want to see him get things going. I want to see a potent offensive attack. They're certainly facing as beatable a team as they have faced all season, so I'm looking forward to Sunday a lot.
By the way, tonight, Thursday Night Football, Eagles, they're going to host the Buccaneers. The Bucs just coming off that thrashing of the Miami Dolphins. That's a 8:20 p.m. kickoff tonight. The Bucs are 7-point favorites on the road.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's what beating up on the Dolphins will do.
Yep. Yep. The Heat, they play tonight as well, 7 p.m. on 790. The Ticket, basically
everyone's
the top dogs. Everybody's out.
Everyone. Right? It's crazy.
I think I heard Dan Day say 11 players not traveling for tonight's game. So Caleb Martin, suit up, baby.
There you go. Yeah. Omer Yurtseven.
The Heat, I don't think he's going either. I think the Heat will be without Yurtseven tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. The Heat, right. They're going to host the Celtics tomorrow at FTX Arena. They're trying to remain undefeated right now. So
it's very important to them to go through the preseason undefeated.
You have to start off with the right foot, and they got to do it tonight versus your Hawks.
Somebody texts in, I have to start the Dolphins defense in both of my fantasy leagues, and I couldn't be any more devastated about it. Yeah, I feel like I feel like Trevor Lawrence might have a game, and I feel like, and the line is only 3. It's Dolphins favored by 3. This, I don't think, is going to be a blowout either way on Sunday in London, and I'm a little bit nervous. I want to see Tua ball. I want to see an open offense. I want to see them going vertical, but I'm a little bit nervous about Sunday's game.
Yeah, yeah, me too. And, you know, things are different. The air is different in London.
Is it?
I don't know. Something's different. You know, you're playing in a different country. It's a different time. These players are not used to playing at 9:30 in the morning.
But it's not 9:30 in the morning in London.
That's very weird.
That's why they're playing at 9:30 here, because they're playing at the regular time in London.
I don't like it. They should be playing 1 p.m. in London.
Tree is already looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? The air is different? I don't know. I mean, sure, there's a little bit of smog. I don't know.
Have you been to London, Tree? I don't think you've been to London.
He has been to London.
I haven't, but just take my word for it.
Tree and I have both been to London. You have not.
Never.
But you know the air quality is much different.
Yep.
Okay.
Finally, IHOP. This is big news here, Hawk. IHOP, they're going to have Reese's Pieces pancakes available for a limited time.
I'm a big fan of Reese's Pieces, and I'm a big fan of pancakes. Mm-hmm. But I don't like chocolate chip pancakes. I don't like Reese's Pieces pancakes. Give me my pancakes with some melted butter, some syrup, and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'll put some bacon on it if I feel like forking the bacon right into the pancake at times.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't need the sweet stuff in my pancakes.
Not even like a blueberry pancake.
No. No.
Really? So you're just traditional?
I like a traditional pancake.
Fluffy?
Sure, fluffy, flat, doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Traditional pancake, though.
Okay.
Syrup, melted butter.
What about like a Reese's Pieces hot cake, though?
Pancakes and hotcakes are the same thing.
Okay, all right.
Anybody that listened to the Best Of yesterday, Steven, you did a great job. Man, every time we do a Best Of, which we did yesterday, I mean, people cannot believe some of the things that they're hearing. A lot of people have never heard pancakes versus hotcakes before. A lot of people have never heard Solana and his entire family trying to bake a frosted chocolate cake. I mean, there was one thing after another. I listened yesterday. I was in my car. And they were replaying the age game, and I was crying laughing. It was such a simple segment, yet it was so funny. But you did a good job on that, Steven. I'm glad everybody that tweeted us yesterday how much they enjoyed it.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It's a beautiful afternoon in Sunrise, Florida, Hawk. It truly is. It's not even that hot outside. I walked from the parking lot to the FLA Live Arena, and I didn't sweat. So that's like my barometer. Not that hot. Nice day.
Just like London.
Enjoy.
Tree says it's just like London.
That's your weather.
All right, very good. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We can ask him about the Canes and UNC. We haven't talked to him since their loss. We haven't talked to him since we found out that D.R. King is gone for the season. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about, but we're also going to give him the funny calls, hopefully, to work into Saturday's broadcast. So we'll take a break here from FLA Live Arena on opening night for your Florida Panthers. Panthers host the Penguins, 7 p.m. puck drop. You can hear the game on 560 QAM. I don't know if there's tickets available or not, but I'm sure you can go to floridapanthers.com and find out if there are, because it's going to be a fun festive atmosphere tonight. But we'll take a break and Don Bailey Jr. in the next segment.
Get your team colors in your wallet, a Miami Dolphin branded debit card. Represent your team by getting an account with the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins, and that's Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union offers savings accounts, checking accounts, auto loans, and much more. It's a tough season, but we're going to think about the good times now. We'll get back on track. What about that Miami Dolphins 1972 perfect season? And DCFCU is offering the perfect checking account. The perfect checking account, something that all Dolphins need to have. With the perfect checking account, you get that Miami Dolphin branded debit card, identity theft recovery services, ATM fee reversal, and automatic debit card savings. And Dolphins, DCFCU wants to help you achieve financial freedom. Open a DCFCU perfect checking account today and help them get your finances on the right path. Now with this offer, we will waive the membership fees now. Perfect checking account, you get it with no membership fees. And membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in Miami-Dade County. But you got to use the promo code Crowder, my last name, C-R-O-W-D-E-R, to waive those membership fees. But the offer is only open to the first 100 fans, so you got to act fast. And with the perfect checking account, exclusive rewards come for Dolph fans, including home game tickets, swag, and much more. To become a member of Dade County Federal Credit Union, you got to visit fincu.com. That's F-I-N-S-C-U.com. Certain restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You'll like Alabama. There's a lot of things to like about Alabama. We got great people Buc-ee's. Here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back live, FLA Live Arena. Like the way that it sounds. And again, Florida Panthers open the season tonight, hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. He will be on the air Saturday on 560 QAM from UNC as the Miami Hurricanes take on UNC, 3:30 kickoff on that one. And DBJ is joining us now. Hello, Don Bailey Jr.
How you doing? But I don't like these weeks off. I don't get to talk to my guys.
I was just saying to Solana, like, we haven't talked to DBJ in a long while. Haven't talked to you about the D.R. King news. Haven't talked to you about the most recent loss. I mean, there's a lot to cover, and I want to get to the lines that we want to give you for Saturday's broadcast. But let me start with D.R. King, because that's been the biggest news since we last talked to you. And I've always said, heading into this season, Crowder's not here today, Solana's filling in, but I said to Crowder before the season, he agreed. I believe you did too. The key to this Kane season, I always thought, was going to be dependent on D'Ara King, right? When he went down in that bowl game and we looked at the schedule coming up and we saw they were going to open with Alabama and then Nikosi transferred, you know, it was always, in my opinion, going to be dependent on D'Ara King. And now we know he's done. So where do the Hurricanes stand right now? Like, do you have much hope to get anything together? I mean, hope obviously springs eternal when you're into sports, but it's a significant loss to lose what I thought was the key to the season.
You know, let's take, I agree with you, and it is, it's a significant loss in more ways than one. So if we were talking National Football League, he would be your franchise player. He would be the guy that you built the entire franchise around. And that's what Miami did offensively. He proved that he could handle it by how he played all of last season. And the guy, in my opinion, has done as much for this program in his short time here than anybody has. I mean, he controlled the locker room. He controlled the weight room. He set the example in the meeting room. He set the example on the field, and you can't underestimate somebody that plays the second half of his last collegiate football game with an injury that required surgery, and he wouldn't come out. He would not come out, and he didn't miss a snap. So that to me tells me what kind of guy he is. And now, how do you replace that? Well, on paper, you can't. He's going to end his college career with over 11,000 total yards. And you have to now start transforming the offense and the leadership and the personality of the team and all those things that go with it. And can it be done? Yes, it can be done. I mean, it can be done, but it's not easy, and it's not what you hope for, because it probably will never get admitted. But, you know, Coach Lashley and that entire staff built this year's offense around D'Eriq King, which they had success with the year before. And unfortunately, you know, he was off to a little bit of a slow start to begin with, which in my opinion is completely understandable, because he came back in 8 months from a 12-month injury in most cases. And it breaks my heart that the young man's not able to play. And, you know, I've seen him since then in the building. And, you know, that's a life-changing injury for somebody at that age. I mean, I don't think people, you know, oh, he's hurt, he'll be back, he's going to the pros. It's not that easy. I mean, they just took away, aside from his family, the most important thing in his life that he's built around, and it's lost in that 1 second or that one injury. And that's you know, that's a heartbreaking deal for the young man, and it certainly will have an effect on this football team.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I said it to Crowder when we've got the news officially that he was going to be gone. Like, that's one of the, to me, positives of NIL, because who knows what the future has in store for him, and at least he was able to cash in a little bit on some collegiate success while he had that window of opportunity. So I loved that part of NIL, if you want to look at the positive. Just speak on him. I'll get to the UNC game. But speak on him as a man, because he seems like one of the best dudes that has put on a Miami Hurricanes uniform. And I was just so impressed with that injury and him grinding to get back for that Alabama game. And like you say, refusing to come out when he was giving his body to a university that he was new to. So can you speak on De'Aaron King, the man?
Well, I'm going to repeat myself. I was going to save this for the pregame show, but here's what I saw, and I'll never forget it as long as I'm alive. Is that the week after the Michigan State game when he was injured? You know, I was out at practice, and he at that point had he was injured, right, and he wasn't on practicing. And when you're injured and you're not practicing, the guys that that can't run, they go off to the side, and in a group, supervised group, they start doing sit-ups and stretching, and you know they're doing something while the team is doing something. And here is this guy, and he's came back for another year. He's done everything right. He's fought. He's cried, he's pushed, he's done anything and everything possible. And here's this guy. And he tries to get down on the ground with his teammates and do sit-ups. And can you imagine trying to do a sit-up with a shoulder that needs to have a procedure done? I mean, that just tells you he's in street clothes. He's not, you know, I mean, he's not even dressed in his football stuff. He's got a sweatshirt on and shorts, and he's trying to lead when he's in that position. And I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that when a guy is able to do something of that nature and be that committed. And I don't know. The thing that I'm sure of, I can be sure of, is that De'Aaron King is going to be okay. If he plays in the NFL, good for the NFL and good for De'Aaron King. If he doesn't, he's still going to have a great life, because you can't overlook his accomplishments and how he's overcome his setbacks. And everybody who's around him, including yours truly, he's going to be a success. The unfortunate thing is it's not going to be the path that he wanted to take. He wanted to play this year. He wanted to compete for a Heisman. He wanted to lead a team to a championship. He wanted a chance in the National Football League, which he still may get, but he wanted to complete the mission. And that, I'm sure, is going to bother him, but knowing him as well as we all do, it will inspire him. And we have not – this is not De'Aaron King's finest moment. His finest moment wasn't when he was at Houston, and it wasn't when he was at Miami, and it wasn't when he beat Florida State. It's coming. That young man has got a lot of great things coming, and he is a unique individual, and I'm proud to know him, and I'm glad he was a Miami Hurricane.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. Don Bailey Jr. is with us. So now looking ahead to Saturday, you'll be on the call with Joe Zagacki Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. How can they beat UNC? FSU beat them. How can Miami beat UNC on Saturday?
Well, you know, it's going to start with the quarterback, Van Dyke, having confidence in everything he does. And it's going to be tough for him. This is his first road game. The crowd knows it. The defensive coordinator knows it. Everybody knows it. And, you know, it's true. When you're in that situation and you lose your starting quarterback and your marquee guy, every single person has got to do a better job. And you know, you can work backwards. The field goal kicker can't miss field goals. He can't miss extra points. And the defense can't miss tackles. And the offensive line can't have problems. And the running backs can't miss blocks. And you everybody's got to play a little bit better. But I will say this, that team does have confidence in him. And I think it was generated authentically by that final drive. And that 5 minutes and 35 seconds that he drove the length of the field, and he put Miami in a position to win. They were 4 inches away from pulling off a 31-30 in a game where you did not have De'Aaron King plus about 9 other starters, and they did not quit, and they drove it. And I think that the team realized that they got a guy in place that can play that position, but they also came together and realized there's not De'Aaron King here to rescue us.
And DBJ, what is the message from Manny Diaz to this team, right? You're facing a team that let's just say last year they had their way with you, right? I can't even remember the number it was on the ground. And as you mentioned, Tyler Van Dyke, there is some confidence.
550 yards.
I was like, you remember the exact digit.
I remember every one of them, yes.
What is the message from Manny Diaz to get these guys ready? I know you just mentioned Tyler Van Dyke. The team has confidence in him after the fourth quarter and the drives he put up, but things haven't gone your way this season. Now you lose your starting quarterback. Like, how does he get these guys to get their mind right for, let's be real, a very important game if you want to have ACC championship aspirations?
So if you're Coach Diaz, you just deal in the facts, okay? In reality, this is a new season. You've got a new quarterback. You're going to have a little bit of a change in your offense. You're going to do things that suit this quarterback. And you have new leadership because that comes with the quarterback position. And really what I would say is I really don't have to say a whole lot. I'm throwing on that last year's tape. I'm going to let them see what happened to us last year. Let them see what happened to our defense when we didn't follow the rules that we were supposed to, when we didn't tackle well, when we didn't play assignment football, when we didn't do what we were coached to do. They have worked on the things that they got hurt by last year extensively. So I certainly don't think that that will happen this year. But you just go out and play. Just win each play at a time. Don't think about anything other than the play that is in front of you and execute that play. That's it. Don't worry about the score. Don't worry about the opponent. Don't worry about the crowd. Don't worry about on the road. Win that play. And most of the time, no matter what the sport is, that if you can do that, that team will win. Now, on the big picture, you got to win the turnover battle on the road. You can't miss a field goal. You got to make sure that you're tackling correctly, and you got to get points. You got to get some points on the board, because you look at what North Carolina's done. They've scored a 59, a 59, and a 38, and then they've scored nothing in the 20s. So they're kind of heckle Jekyll on where they are as well. And if you can stay close and get them to the fourth quarter where they have been very strong, I think Miami's going to have a chance to do it. This team is not giving up. I can tell you that. This team's fighting. This team believes in themselves. They're committed to the coach. They're committed to the program. And they had hard practices in the off week. And they figured out who's playing and who's committed. And I'm okay. I'm positive with it. Can they lose? Absolutely they can lose. Can they win? They darn sure can win too.
Don Bailey Jr., he will be on the call Saturday with Joe Zagacki. You guys have been phenomenal in working our nonsense lines into the broadcast in what's been a not very fun season, and we're going to ask you to do it again this Saturday. So buckle up, because we're going to need a good performance. Now, I'm going to play some of these lines for you. Some of them are repeats. Solana is insistent that you get this line in. This is Drake. This is I'm Too Sexy. Play this for DBJ.
I'm too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for the ice. Too sexy for that jet. Yeah, yeah.
I believe Solana has given that to you every single game. And I'm going to give you a little behind-the-curtains glimpse as to what goes on the Hockman and Crowder show. During commercial breaks, when Crowder and I rave about how well you've done this year, we go to commercial and Solana starts torching you to us. How come you keep raving about his performance? He won't do the Drake line. I'm tired of you guys boosting up his performance like it's something special. It's been average at best. Am I lying, Solana?
No, I don't know if it was exactly that harsh on my guy, DBJ.
DBJ,
you've done a great job. Okay. I need this line. I need you to get this line in. You've only done one other song. And I'm looking big picture, that montage at the end of the year. You get this in, it will make it.
Solana, I am a man of my word. If it's not this week, before this deal ends, that line will be in. You can rest.
Let's go. All right. Let's go, Solana. Got what he wanted.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
Got what he wanted.
Thank you.
I'm too sexy for this syrup, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack. And then
yeah,
even
yeah.
Joe Z could do the yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to give you another song here. I don't know. Crowder and I heard this song at the radio station the other day, and then we were both talking. We were like, you know what? This line would be great for DBJ. It's from George Michael, Careless Whisper. Listen to this. I'm never going. I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
God, that song's been around forever.
Yeah, yes. That's a great line, though, right? It's just like, I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
And Joe Zagacki and I have got no rhythm. So that'll be an easy one for us.
All right.
But it's got to be like you're singing it to Joe Zagacki,
right,
you know?
Right.
Like a little passion.
Oh, really? Like a romantic thing.
Right.
I know, you know, you're in the pregame. You know, I know a lot of Hurricanes fans have lost hope this season, and they're thinking, I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Got it?
Oh, my God. Yes, I got it, baby. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Yes.
I think we've given you this before as well, but the Canes are all about swagger. This is T.I. and Kanye. Who's that? That's drawing a blank on her name.
Is that Rihanna?
No, no. Do you know who that is, Stephen?
MIA?
I think it's MIA.
MIA?
Yeah, I think so. No one on the corner
MIA.
Thanks, DBJ.
No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger like us.
Swagger like us. That might make the first touchdown. That yeah. might make
no
the
one on the corner
ball.
Has swagger like us.
Swagger like us.
Swagger like us.
Swagger like us. That might make the first touchdown.
All right. We'd love to hear it. Solana wants some musical interludes to play in the montage. Now, you've seen that commercial for Geico with Tag Team. Whoop, there it is, but they do Scoop, there it is.
Yes, I did see that one. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So during hockey season, now we're at the FLA Live Arena because hockey season opens tonight for the Panthers. It opened Tuesday night nationally, but for tonight, it's the Panthers. And we had Billy Lindsay, right? It was Billy Lindsay that did this?
Yes, Billy Lindsay.
Billy Lindsay accompanies Doug Plagans on the radio broadcast. And they did maybe a little homage to you, but this is what they did during a Panthers broadcast last season.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
So because we're out here tonight and it's hockey and we don't want the hockey broadcasters to be able to one-up you, how about you? Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough, and then maybe Joe Zagacki comes in with the scoop. There it is.
Joe and I will accept the challenge.
Okay.
We'll accept All the right. challenge. We're not going to let them take us over.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you,
That's
DBJ.
What I'm saying. This is your season right now, DBJ. You're not
That's
ceding
right.
your season to anybody. Do you remember the old radio
Nobody.
Host Paul Harvey? You remember Paul Harvey and the rest of the story?
Good day.
That's right. good day.
Right.
Yes. Here is his famous line.
Now you know the rest. Of the story.
Now you know.
I love that.
The rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Yes.
So yeah, maybe when you share
guy.
The De'Ara King story that you just shared with us, maybe after you share that story, you turn to Joe and you say, and now you know the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
Right. Yeah, you got to say it like
in.
Paul
that's
Harvey.
That's an easy one to get in. I got Paul Harvey in my mind. I know how he said. And by the way, Solana, I'm telling you, we're going to get in the Green Mile deal, too. That one's
oh, okay.
One,
okay.
We got to get that Green Mile one in.
Okay. No okay. complaints here. Then I'll leave it there. That's perfect. We All gave right. you some good ones, and you'll do the Green Mile call. And hopefully the Hurricanes will surprise everyone with a victory Saturday. Again, 3:30 kickoff. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM. Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki will be on the call. Thank you, as always, DBJ.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Perfect.
Good day.
You nailed it. Good day.
Good day.
That is perfect. Don Bailey Jr., thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. See ya.
There you go. All right, let me talk about the GetUpside app. That was excellent if he's going to do all those. The GetUpside app, I talk about it every day, and I implore you, you hear me talking about it, if you have not yet downloaded it, do so now. You go to the App Store, go to Google Play, search for the GetUpside app, and then when you sign up, you put your name in. You want to make sure you put in the promo code HOCH, which is H-O-C-H, because you get an added bonus if you do that. Now, what does the GetUpside app do? When you fill your car with gas, you can earn cash back. There's literally no cost to you. You just pull up to the gas station, check in on the app, and the rest is super easy. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but I am telling you, you'll get 50, 75, 100 bucks in your GetUpside account before you know it. And then whenever you want to take that money, you can have them direct deposit it into your account. You could take it on an Amazon gift card, a Starbucks gift card. You can have them send it to you via PayPal. It is such a great app. It's called GetUpside. $1 million cash back is being earned by users each week. And so you should be getting your fair share of that. And especially if you're a driver, Uber driver, Lyft driver, truck driver, download the GetUpside app right now. If you put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H, you could earn up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up, and then up to 25 cents cash back per gallon every time you fill up after that. And I am telling you, from experience, once you've got the GetUpside app, you're going to wonder why you didn't download it sooner, because it just adds up. Free money for you. So download the GetUpside app right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play. Look for GetUpside. Make sure you put in the promo code HOCH. That's H-O-C-H.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da-da-ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we're back live at FLA Live Arena. It's a good name, rolls off the tongue. I don't think it'll be there for a long time. I think they'll sell a title sponsor for the arena here where the Florida Panthers play. But right now it is FLA Live Arena. And I took a little walk around before we enjoy some hockey tonight. Solana's going to stay here. We're going to enjoy some hockey. I've got Steven and Jimmy coming from the show, and we're going to have a good old time. One of the Funky Buddha founders is going to be with us, and Dr. Chuck and Jim, and I mean we're going to have some fun tonight at the Panthers-Penguins game. But I took a little walk around FLA Live Arena to see if anything had changed. I will tell you, when you walk in tonight, the Funky Buddha tap room has some new signage and online ordering availability.
Oh.
All the delicious Funky Buddha that you can drink. So that's a nice little change for the upcoming season here.
I imagine we'll be down there quite a bit tonight.
I would imagine. Yeah. I would imagine if you want to see us. That's probably a place right across from Pantherland, the store. Let me give everybody the injury report here before we move on. The injury report brought to you by UHealth Sports Medicine. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. So the Dolphins did have practice today. They are also leaving today for London. Xavien Howard and Devontae Parker did not participate in practice today, and neither of them practiced yesterday either. So not great for Dolphins if Devontae and Howard are going to be missing, but we'll keep an eye on that. There is no official game status for either of them yet. Jacoby Brissett was limited in practice. He had that hamstring pulled during the game last week, if you remember. Byron Jones limited in practice. Adam Shaheen limited in practice. And Preston Williams limited in practice. The only other Dolphin on the injury report is Brandon Jones, who had a full practice today and yesterday. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Miles Jack did not participate for Jacksonville. Didn't participate yesterday either. But I think Friday we'll get a better idea if Xavien and Devontae are going to be up for the game or down for the count. You know my rule on Devontae Parker. If he doesn't practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's done. The moment he gets listed as officially questionable or worse, he's done. Xavier Howard, you don't know, but I would love to see Devontae out there as a target for Tua on Sunday. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Coming up on the show today, in the 3 o'clock hour, Doug Plagans, the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, he's going to sit down with us here. Rob Pizzola, sports gambler out of Canada, he's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock hour, Randy Moeller, television analyst for the Panthers broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. He's going to join us, going to sit down with us here up in the Coors Light cold zone. So we have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. We'll take a break. 3 o'clock hour is next.
42 years, that is a long time, and that's as long as J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. And they practice social distancing now. They want to keep you and their workers safe. They want everybody to be safe, but to be honest, in most cases, they do not have to come in your home or office to fix those roofing needs. And yes, home or office, J&K specializes in both residential and commercial roofing. Small jobs, big jobs, they can handle them all. And the financing offers now. You can get through Why Green Day will blow your mind. 42 years is a long time, and I ask questions. That's what I have to do. And I asked J&K, how is that possible? The market like South Florida, 42 years, they told me it's easy. All we do is hire the most highly skilled workers, experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and those highly skilled workers, no matter what you got up there, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay, barrel, they have the best material, the highly skilled workers, and that's how they stay on top and promise us as customers. And yes, I am a happy customer at J&K. They promise us quality, service, safety, and health. And if you think about it, that's all you can ask for out of the best roofing company in South Florida. And I'm telling you now, we go through it with Solana. Is it raining? Is it sunny? Is it overcast? You don't know the weather down here, especially this time of year, hurricane season, the tropical depressions out in the Atlantic and all that. Just don't have roofing issues in South Florida, and that's why I want you to call J&K Roofing today. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.